This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Sterner, S-T-E-R-N-E-R, first name Laura, L-A-U-R-A, date of birth July 2nd, 1962, date of evaluation June 4th, 2024, referring physician, disability, and social service. The chief complaint, patient is a 61-year-old female with history of long QT syndrome dating to 2002, period. She stated that she underwent AIVD placement following a 7-minute resuscitated effort, semicolon, during which she had presented with asystole, period. Since that time, she had undergone sequential AICD times 4, period. She had subsequently developed atrial fibrillation and left ventricular dysfunction, period. She stated that she has decreased exercise tolerance. She is able to walk half a block in a stop-and-go process, period. She notes shortness of breath, chest heaviness, and dizziness with exertion, period. Her past medical history includes 1, hypothyroidism. She has had long QT syndrome, as noted. She had been maintained on anticoagulation, period. She has had right maxillary sinus opacification with osteomyotal unit obstruction and frothy fluid associated with acute sinusitis, period. The past surgical history, status post mitral valve replacement, June 6th, 2022. Status post repair of mitral prosthesis. Next number, appendectomy. The medications: Augmentin 875/125 1 daily, Digoxin 0.125 milligrams 1 daily, Lovenox 60 milligrams daily, Levothyroxine 112 micrograms 1 daily. Propranolol daily, warfarin 4 milligrams 1 daily. Allergies: codeine. Next number, aspirin. Next number, contrast dye, which results in anaphylaxis. Next number, red dye number 4. Next number, yellow dye number 11. Social history: she's a prior smoker. She states that she has not smoked since 2009. She states no marijuana use since 1980. She notes occasional alcohol use. Review of system, constitutional, she reports fatigue, weight gain, and weakness. Skin, she has had no color changes, itching or rash. Eyes, she wears glasses. Nose, she has had sinus problems. cardiovascular, as for HCI, gastrointestinal. She has had change in bowel habitus. She notes rectal pain and bleeding. She further reports intermittent diarrhea and constipation. Musculoskeletal, she has generalized cramps, weakness, and pain. Neurologic, she has headaches. Hematologic, she has easy bruising and easy bleeding. The remainder of the review of symptoms is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 125/68, pulse 82, respiratory rate 15, height 65 inches, weight 142 pounds. In general, she is a pleasant female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The chest exam revealed a pacemaker pocket, otherwise unremarkable. The ECG demonstrates atrial fibrillation with non-specific ST/depression period. QT interval is 386 milliseconds, corrected 429 milliseconds period. Axis is 38. The impression, this is a 61-year-old female with history of long QT syndrome resulting in cardiac arrest dating to 2002. She had subsequently undergone AICD placement period. She had developed atrial fibrillation, left ventricular dysfunction, and decreased exercise tolerance period. She is noted to have history of mitral valve repair, period. The patient is quite symptomatic from her cardiac disease. However, it is unclear of how much of this truly represents organic heart disease, period. She certainly has atrial fibrillation and has history of long QT syndrome, period. However, her current left ventricular function is not well documented, period. She has had significant symptoms as relating to decreased cardiorespiratory reserve. She requires echocardiogram to further assess her LV function, period. She currently is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or exertion, period. Again, she should have echocardiogram to further assess her left ventricle. Dr. Wallington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Laura Sterner.